This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9, the Asian Public Service, with Jace, Kane and Mitch. Here's Kane Lee with the Asian Pop News Update.
Hi, Kane Lee here with the Asian Pop News on the Asian Pop Experiment. Korean singer Ivy has opened up for the first time about a false sex tape rumor that led to her hiatus back in 2007. Ivy opened discussions stating that she finds it difficult even discussing the events that unfolded at the time, and for the most part is sorry for causing pain to her family over the last few years. In 2007, the Korean personality's ex-boyfriend used a supposedly existing sex tape to blackmail her, the artist taking on responsibility for the resulting public outrage. Debuting in 2005, she was known for her great vocal ability, but her career came crashing to a halt as a result of the controversy. In 2010, the release of a third comeback album wasn't enough to rejuvenate her career.
An Indonesian radio station has put a stop to Bieber fever by placing a ban on Justin Bieber's music. A teen radio station, KISS 105 FM in North Sumatra, has banned Bieber's songs as a protest against recent comments made by the teen idol, which were directed at Indonesia. It has been reported by the Daily Mirror that the star recently referred to the Southeast Asian country as some country when asked where his new album Believe had been recorded. The Jakarta Post has reported that the artist then went on to say, "I recorded it in a studio, some little place. They didn't know what they were doing." The idol has expressed his love for Indonesian fans, but the radio station is yet to lift the ban.
Now, the annual Korean Music Festival celebrated its 10th year in the US at Hollywood Bowl over the weekend with about 20,000 enthusiastic audience members, filled with Korean-American immigrants as well as non-Koreans who had travelled from North America, South America and as far as Europe, proved the event as an international festival, leading the communication between different ethnicity, countries and generations through K-pop. Korea's leading artists performed with all their strength during the concert that lasted for 4 hours, 4.5 hours, showing their energetic and powerful performances. Appearing at the festival were favourites M-Black, Brown Eyed Girls and Lena Park.
Ties between Indonesia and Korea continue to grow as the wave continues to work its way across the continent. A Korean-Indonesian joint drama series titled Saranghae I Love You, starring Indonesian actress Revelina Estemat and Korean singer Tim, is set to hit local TV stations in both countries soon. The love story about two dating from different cultures takes place in both South Korea and Indonesia. Written and produced by Indonesian director Noto, the drama is set to run for 30 episodes.
And briefly in Asian pop news, 14-piece group EXILE have announced they will release a new single on June 30. Described as a catchy dance number, All Night Long will be written by the group's vocalist Atsushi. AKB48's Atino Tomonmi dominates the Japanese Oricon chart with 73,000 units moving for just one of her high-placed tracks this week, and singer Tiara will release her first cover album, Sweet Flavor, on July 4th. That was the Asian Pop News, Asian Pop Experiment News Update.
That was the Asian
somewhere
Pop
along the lines. More K-pop news coming up for you later in the show when Hello K-Pop Sarah joins us on the program. Looking forward to that.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.